WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Wear my NST old sweatshirt. It's a little chilly out here. Maybe the last cold day of March, but things are heating up because the Maryland Lottery is presenting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be back at El Guapo this week. Costas for a little basketball on the 18th from 2 until 5. And then we're going to be at Fadley's, the home of the world famous Jumbo Lump Crab Cake down in Lexington Market, doing all sorts of great conversations. We got Jane Miller this week, Rob Roblin stopping by El Guapo. I'm probably going to have a little carne asada with my crab cake and do it up. But I got to tell you, John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery. And John, I got a story for you. You ready for this one this week?
Yeah, I'm ready, Nestor. But you know what? Before your story, I just have to, because you said it's chilly today, I just have to share with you a dad joke.
Okay.
When my daughter was probably 5 or 6 years old, which was a long time ago, and it was a day like today, I said, you know, honey, it's chilly today, but it's going to be hot tamale. And she laughed and laughed and laughed, and she continues to this day to laugh at that.
I don't like tamales, strangely enough. You know, I'm not a tamale guy.
You're missing the point on the whole
thing. Oh, tamale. I got the point. I got the point.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Well, I hope it's hot tamale. By the way, I'm going to be at El Guapo. They have tamales at El Guapo.
See? It all comes together.
It all does come together. So last week, we were doing the show, and we're talking about winners and $10 million winners you can't find in Rockville and Betty Boop tickets. And I wonder whether Roz and Doug were going to give me Betty Boop or whether it's going to get gold or whatever, you know, Monopoly. I didn't never got the Monopoly tickets. I feel a little left out. But I do have a crush on Betty Boop, as we do. So I take the tickets down to, I picked them up right before the show, went down to Mama's on the Half Shell. You been to Mama's before?
You know, I have not, and I missed the opportunity, but I think I'm going to go after this.
Delicious tartar. And I don't say that because I don't really like tartar sauce. And they served me a tartar that had capers. Delicious. So I would say if you go, I'm going to get some fish and chips next time and work the tartar, because you shouldn't put tartar on a crab cake. But we talked about that all during the programming last week. So I'm there, and you know, the bar was, you know, a little empty in the beginning. It's about 2:30. Then it filled up, which is exactly what we try to do from 2 to 5, is kind of go in and take over a spot in the place that might be full when we leave. And it was filling up as we left. So I went through the bar and I gave away my Betty Boop tickets. I accidentally gave some people two, because in the beginning I didn't realize they're two tickets. So I'm like, oh, that's two tickets. So anyway, so I give a ticket away and I don't think anything of it. I packed my bags. I came home. They gave me two go crush and to go margarita in the growlers. So I had a little special Saturday and Sunday around here getting some work done over some ice. Sunday afternoon, I had to pick my wife up from BWI. She's been gone 18 days. Her sister has MS. She spends a lot of time with her sister. Wow. Her dad is in his 70s. So she was up there. And actually, I did an MS segment as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery with Jill Eisenberg. I gave a shout out Thursday. I had a guest cancel. And I'm like, if anybody wants to come and tell a story, she's like, I want to come and talk about multiple sclerosis. And I'm like, give me one of the orange wristbands. I had that on my desk here as well. So I give the tickets away, think nothing of it. Sunday, I'm going to the airport to pick my wife up. I'm like, I'm going to stop down at Chaucer. It's sushi night. I'm going to get a little sushi, maybe get a beer, see what's going on with basketball, pick my wife up on the way to the airport because I live in Towson now. I'm at the bar, three young ladies having a great afternoon, eating, drinking, about to pay their bill, laughing, whatever. And, you know, I'm picking my wife up, so I shave. I look nice, you know. I got my beer out, and a beautiful young lady comes over and says to me, hey, I know you. And I'm like, how do you know me? She's like, you gave me a winning Betty Boop lottery ticket on Friday at the Nachos at Mama's on the Half Shell, and I won. And I'm like, oh, I got to take a picture with you. She's like, Yeah. I said, where's the ticket? She's like, I left it at home. Hey, my boyfriend will take a picture and send it to me. Hold on. So she texts her boyfriend. Her boyfriend sent the picture over, and her girlfriend's gotten a picture. And John Martin, director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, people really win when they come to the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. There's her winning ticket.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That is just
so there's your real story.
And a half. That's more than a story. That's a story and a half.
So anyway, it's on Instagram now. It's there for the world to see that people really win. These are not, you don't give me the non-winning Betty Boop tickets. People really win.
As a proud sponsor of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, we owe it to our sponsors in all that we do to provide top level entertainment. And from that picture, it looked like there was some top level entertainment going on.
Well, she's now in line for the $10,000 prize, right? I mean, she got second chance. She's got all sorts of things, ways she can win a Betty Boop, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. People are enjoying that. Hey, you know what? Talking about winners, let's just kind of segue right into that, because we have winners every day, at the Maryland Lottery. And here's one of my favorite winner stories. And you can get these stories at mdlottery.com for those folks who are just teased by some of these and want to get more of it. You know, we've recently launched our Pick 5 daily number game. And these stories are great.
So people know Pick 5. Everybody's familiar with Pick 3 because that started like back in the 70s. And then we did Pick 4. And that started like in the 80s, I remember, right? It's taken like 35 years to get the Pick 5, right?
Well, yes. Slow and steady wins the race. Remember that.
Well, so, but it is a game we're all familiar with.
So a husband and wife team, and I love when people can come together at the Maryland Lottery like this. And the game was launched on February 7th. So we're just a month into this. It's not like it's been out there for years, like you talked about these other games. So they, for some reason, and I can't remember what their logic was, they had some quick pick tickets on day one. And
see, I would pick my zip code. You know, that's a five. There aren't a whole lot of five digits in the world, right? Five digits is a zip code, right?
Sure, it's a zip code. It could be a month, day, year of a special event, a birthday.
Mine's six digits, though.
Well, then make it work.
All right.
Yeah.
Box it.
There you go. So for some reason, one of these quick pick numbers resonated with them. They like that. So they've been playing a number, that number straight, since February 7th, and it came up. It came up to the tune of a $50,000 win on a $1 investment. Although you could argue they've been making that investment over a month. But
she gets $25,001 and he's getting $24,999, or they go right
well,
down
hey,
the middle on that.
That's where we wish them well. We don't get into the high financing part of that. But that was a fun thing. You know, the Vax Cash program 2.0 continues to roll on.
I'm waiting for my number to get called because I'm shot up.
Well, you know, weekly numbers. And the fun thing about this, and we noticed this on Vax Cash, the first go round, is that these are not, you know, typically tried and true lottery players. They've now been kind of brought into this. So these stories are great. And again, mdlottery.com. But we had one of our winners from Hyattsville who doesn't seem to be maybe a lottery person per se, but she now is a $50,000 winner because of Vax Cash 2.0. Nursing student who's now going to use some of that money to pay off bills. You know, those are good. Those are feel good stories.
That's crazy. So they get an email or they get a phone call. How does that work with that? Because would think like you think it's a scam. If somebody called me and said you've won $50,000 from the state for being vaccinated, I'd be like, I would think a lot of people don't even know there is such a game, right?
Yes to all of that. And because it is personal information, we have to really be protective of that. So it's a great partnership with the state of Maryland and the Department of Health. You know, they have provided us independent. They've scrubbed it from all the contact information. So I don't know that it's you or anyone else by name. I just know them as a number. So they strip off all of the identifying data, send us the vaxxed database, if you will, and boosted database. And so we go through and select that, think of a virtual drum. You put your virtual hand in there and you pick out a lucky winner. And all
am I ineligible to win because of our relationship or no?
No, I believe you are eligible to win as long as you've been boosted.
All right, good. I'm just making sure.
Exactly. They pick out one of these winners. And then it goes back to, from us, goes back to the Department of Health, who then takes that winning number and matches it back with the data that identifies it as John Doe, 123 Main Street, you know, Catonsville. And then they reach out. So the contact initially does not come from the lottery. It comes from the Department of Health. It says, hey, we just want to make you aware you have been selected as a winner. So it comes from them, and then they make sure they vet that. Wait a minute. Like you said, are you scamming me? And once the player is convinced that, no, this is legit, then that information is turned over to us so we can reach out and identify that player and invite them in here to do the verification and validation and getting them that big oversized check with $50,000 on it.
You know what, man? That's an unbelievable phone call when that comes. It's one thing to play a lottery ticket. You know you have a chance and you're opted in or whatever. But there's lots of ways to play, lots of ways to win. And even by coming to the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, you can play and win. What's going on with casinos right now? This is a big week, right? I mean, this is March Madness. I've had some friends reach to me. I'm going to be at Costas next Friday. But I had some friends reach to me and say, hey, man, let's go down and watch the games in that Vegas environment, because I never went to Vegas for a March Madness weekend. Although many, many years, many people invited me. I don't even know why I didn't go. It's probably because I vacationed elsewhere at that time of the year, but I never went to Vegas for that. But you can be a part of it here next weekend. All you have to do is drive to the casino, right?
Yeah, that's a separate story for another time. But boy, you truly missed an experience back in the day. But and now with sports betting and the emergence of the technology,
it's kind of always too expensive, John. I was like, I go to Vegas anytime. I don't need to pay $500 a night to watch basketball. That's kind of how I felt about it. Like the prize fight weekends were always that way too. If you want to go out on a fight weekend, it was a whole different level of thing. A fight weekend you could count on every year. I mean, Vegas won big on March Madness weekends for sure.
Oh yeah, they don't close up the place after the tournament, that's for sure. But hey, let me give you some information about the casinos. We'll talk about sports wagering as well. You know, at the beginning of every month, we kind of look back and how did the casinos do for the previous month. So we just released this week the February month-end numbers, and they are very strong across all six casinos for their traditional slot and table game play. And that kind of makes sense because, again, year over year, last February 2021, we were still coming through the pandemic. We still had capacity limits in some of the casino locations, so their traffic counts were down lower. So today, or this week, we're reporting that nearly $163 million in gaming revenue for the month of February. That's about a 30% increase year over year from February of 2021. And all six casinos showed significant double-digit increases. So eventually those numbers will kind of normalize, right? I mean,
The championship game was in January, though, right? And only the Super Bowl was in February. If you're talking about...
Yes.
Like, I mean, it's a Super Bowl. It's the biggest thing ever. It used to be a January event. Now it's a February event. It'll always reflect that on your books, right?
Right. The same daughter with the Chili Today hot tamale was born on Super Bowl January 18th in 1985. I believe that was the Dan Marino Super Bowl. You could look it up.
Okay.
But
he didn't win. I know that.
No, he did not win.
That was the Stanford Super Bowl. It snowed that day here. I remember that.
It was a cold day. Mm-hmm. I can remember that, going to the hospital, but it was warm inside. How's that for a touching dad story?
Well, they're going to move the Super Bowl into March before it's all over with, extending the season. But for your numbers in February, this is the first time we've really had a look at what that would look like. I mean, geez, you and I were back here in October just trying to get the places open, right?
Yeah, and later this week, we should have the official sports wagering numbers for the month of February. And I just want to give everyone kind of a level set and a heads up on this, because those of us in the industry on this side, this is what we expected. Some people outside the industry who maybe don't fully appreciate what the dynamic of the sports wagering industry is may look at these numbers with a little bit of a, you know, furrowed brow and say, wait a minute, what happened here? So basically in February, as you mentioned, Nestor, there's one event. It's Super Bowl Sunday. So you don't have any other playoff games. I don't think there's a lot of action on the Pro Bowl game the first weekend in February. Can't imagine that would have happened. So everything's gathered around that Sunday afternoon. And then when the game's over, the air is out of the balloon until March Madness ramps up. So the numbers will come out and they'll be good numbers. They won't be great numbers. They're not going to show a continual trend from January because we're kind of in a normal. This is the way the industry works.
Well, you and I talked about this at length, right? I mean, that there's going to be Super Bowl. There's going to be March Madness. Baseball, even if they play, isn't going to provide that sort of – this is going to be a destination Saturday and Sunday, college football, pro football, primarily. I followed wagering for 31 years as a sports radio show. People don't talk about betting on the Masters, although some people might. But I would think that, you know, your lottery business is a 365. People are used to that. Sports is an on-demand thing. I don't think, as much as we went down to the State House year after year, and there's always conjecture and all this stuff, it was never going to be any other way, right? Than sports being whatever sports' schedule looks like.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about the Masters this year, there may be a little more action on the Masters, because the, you know, there may not be other options in that weekend in April to address that. But yeah, so I just want to give everybody the cautionary tale is that this is a roller coaster and it is a long-term process. And no, we're not any closer today than we were last time we talked with mobile wagering. And until we really get the full function, until we get more brick and mortar locations, until we get mobile betting, we're not going to see some of these numbers that you hear from other jurisdictions. So, you know, don't get caught up in the fact that,
well, the only reason the numbers are there, you had to get in your car and go to one of these five places, literally, right?
Sure.
That's what the number represents. This time next year, mobile locations, but still only one Super Bowl in February.
Something, exactly.
Maybe right. You're into the Terps, or you know, you bet college basketball, but there, it's February, all right? There's just not that much going on.
Yep. No, absolutely. Which is why they only gave it so many days to get quickly into March. Did you notice that? I mean, the people who make these calendars up, let's not give February too many days. Let's
sometimes
get it
they
out
give
of
you
there.
That 29th, though. And if you get born on that day, you really get screwed, right?
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
I've had a few of those, man. The leap day babies. John Martin is here. He's from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're letting ourselves play. The Crab Cake Tour continues at El Guapo this week. We are at Costas on the 18th from 2 until 5, and then back at Fadley's on the 23rd in the morning. And I'm putting a whole April and May roster together here. What else is going on with the lottery, man, other than Betty Boop winners and Monopoly winners?
You know what? We continue to move forward on a lot of fronts. You know, we talked a little bit last time, and it bears repeating that March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And it's a social responsibility thing for us, but it's one we take very, very seriously. Because we know the best player is a well-informed player, is someone who bets with their head and not with their heart, who understands the games they play, whether it's a pick three, pick four, pick five game, or it's going to casino to make a wager on a pro sporting event. Know the odds, have a set budget, have a set time, make it entertaining to the extent that you go to a casino, make it a social environment. You know, go with another couple, go with a group of friends, have the opportunity to kind of help each other out, and please play responsibly. And one of the things that we do with that is that we make that known within all of our internal networks, our employees, our vendors, our retailer partners. We're very fortunate to be part of a worldwide organization called the WLA, World Lottery Association. And every few years, we have to subscribe to and sign on that we're going to be socially responsible with our gambling product design, our marketing efforts, how we go to market, how we manage everything that we do here. And right now, we are putting the finishing touches on our level 4. It's a progressive step. This is the highest level in the industry. There are only about 9 or 10 U.S. lotteries that have achieved level 4 status, which is the gold standard, if you will, in the worldwide.
What gets you there? What makes that happen?
Well, it's a number of things. It's first of all, it's an internal commitment, you know, from the top down. Everyone in here lives and breathes responsible gaming practices, so that when we design products, we're not catering to populations that may be prone, you know, not marketing to children, not marketing to seniors, not, you know, making sure that what we do in our marketing efforts is responsible and always has in the forefront odds about the game, how the game is played, how you win, and make sure that the people understand all those dynamics. And then that puts in place everything that we do from our marketing, our advertising, our product design, our stakeholder engagement. How do we work with various constituencies, be they the legislative group in Annapolis or everyone else who needs to come in contact with the good causes that we serve on the revenue generating side? So it's a lot of looking at other lotteries and other casinos, organizations, and finding out what they do as best practices and incorporating that. So if it means we have to change a method, a process, how we go to market, that we look at incorporating that, because first and foremost, we want to make sure we're building this on a solid base and we're not taking advantage of any individual or group, and that what we do with the highest level of integrity.
We always tell people play responsibly if you're going to play this month or any month. It's a good month to play, though. March Madness around and masks coming off a little bit more, crab cakes coming out, and winners. John, I'm gonna share that picture one more time and give a shout out to Kelsey, who said, make sure you tag me on Instagram. So I tagged her on Instagram. She won, and I believe that was the blue ticket. She won on the blue, not the pink Betty Boop ticket at Mama's on the Half Shell on Friday. So, you know, I hope to give more of these away. Come on out. I'm sure there are more winners in here because Roz and Doug and John wouldn't cheat me from winners from our Maryland Crab Cakes. It's always good to check in with you, man. I hope at some point we get together. Come on down to Fadley's. Come on down to Costa's. Come on down and have a crab cake with us, John.
We will have to certainly look at the calendar and take advantage of that situation when it presents itself. We are very, very proud sponsors and really enjoy working with you and your team on getting the message out there.
Well, look, Doug gave me some new stuff too. So I have like koozies now. This is a tailgating koozie. So now that the weather's about to break, even though I have a sweatshirt on right now, I'm seeing Merriweather. I'm seeing, well, not baseball games, but other things that may have lacrosse games, things that are going to happen outside, maybe high school baseball games, college baseball games, where I can put said refreshment into the Maryland Lottery koozie. So we're giving a bunch of cool stuff away. Come on out, get a lottery ticket, try to win some Betty Boop cash, and join us at the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. El Guapo, Costas, Fadley's, and more to come. And of course, John Martin and I will be hanging out here on a weekly basis. Always good to visit with you, man. Get your 64s. It's not even 64 anymore. They let more teams into the tournament now. Get your little brackets. We're going to have all that ready to go here. I remember in the day, you talk about lottery and fun. We used to do the bracket challenge here for $1 million and we bought the insurance. This is 20 years ago. Yeah. We had fax machines coming in, man. Like I had to add fax paper and toner.
Sure.
And yeah. Listen, if you come with me on the tour, if you come out, because I can't really tell this story on the air, but we had a winner who had a very interesting name that we had fun with on the air about 20 years ago. It's one of the funniest stories I'll ever tell. Man. But I can't. Yeah. I told my wife a couple weeks ago, and she laughed, and she's like, I don't think you can tell that one on the air.
No, crossing the line. There is a line that you are crossing with that. Absolutely.
Nothing illegal happened, but it was embarrassing. I will say that. John Martin, director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, joining us here as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Come claim some Betty Boop tickets and ask me some Monopoly questions. John, see you next week, bud.
Thanks, Nestor. Take care.
John Martin, director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Let yourself play. Out in the podcast audio vault now on Stitcher, Apple, iTunes, all those places. And, of course, the mothership still there at AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, where we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.